This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Eggs, they've been at the centre of a long-running health debate. One day they're good for you. The next, we're told to limit our intake. But what does the science actually say? Well, a new study suggests that for older adults, eating eggs could support heart health and even reduce the risk of premature death. So are eggs back on the menu, guilt-free? Well, to explore the findings, we're joined by Lauren Ball, Professor of Community Health and Wellbeing at the University of Queensland. Lauren, welcome to Drive.
Thank you, Warren. It's lovely to chat with you this afternoon.
Eggs, they've had quite the reputation over the years, if you can get them at the moment anyway. First, they were a breakfast staple. Then they were demonised for cholesterol. And now research suggests they might actually help with heart health. Why have eggs been so controversial in nutrition science?
Yeah, thanks, Warren. It's certainly been a topic where there is some conflicting information that's changed over time. So it would be quite understandable if someone was confused or still holding on to the science that has absolutely been debunked and overcome. So the fuss around eggs comes down to their cholesterol content. So in the past, there was a concern that eggs contain quite a bit of cholesterol, and that by eating them, it would mean that our body or our blood cholesterol levels would increase, and we know that that is not good for heart health. However, it has been quite a number of years now since the science around the cholesterol we eat and the cholesterol in our blood shows that the cholesterol that we eat isn't really affecting our blood cholesterol, because there are other factors that influence our blood cholesterol much more, such as having saturated or trans fats in our diet.
So I still can't eat all that cheese, but I can eat the eggs for breakfast. I absolutely love my eggs for breakfast. And this study, I suppose, it seems to turn the idea of eggs being bad for your heart health on its head. Can you walk us through what researchers found in terms of heart health and the benefits?
Yes. So this is a research group down from Monash University where they and their colleagues have been tracking older Australians over many years, essentially understanding more about how they live and what they eat and their health outcomes. So they then ran an analysis of over 8,000 people to look at what do they eat, and what are the reasons why some people may die? And that could be for a range of reasons, such as cardiovascular disease, such as cancer or other causes. And they essentially found that the number of eggs that they eat and how often they eat their eggs was linked to death rates for any cause, which is really interesting. So people that had eggs between 1 to 6 times a week or daily had a much lower death rate than people who never ate eggs. So hence the conclusion that eating eggs can be quite helpful for older adults in terms of you know, the ultimate health outcome, which is mortality.
Lauren and I went to the supermarket yesterday and there were no eggs because of the bird flu. We're going to be talking about that later in the week on Drive. I can just imagine now we're all going to be running thinking, but we have to have them for our health. But it's great. It's a great result, isn't it?
It is a great result. I mean, we already knew before this research that eggs are a really good source of protein, and they have B vitamins and folate and unsaturated fatty acids. So really, really helpful for people of all ages. And so this looks at the health impact of eggs from a new angle that hasn't been looked at much before. So it certainly adds to the growing recognition that eggs are a good choice to have in terms of healthy eating for older adults.
Lauren, given this research, should we all be eating more eggs, or are there certain people that perhaps shouldn't?
Well, this research didn't look at the number of eggs that someone eats, you know, on one occasion. So it's not the type of data that we can use to say, hey, let's up our egg intake. What it is showing us is that just having eggs as part of our ongoing regular diet seems to have a positive impact on our long-term health outcomes, well, mortality risk. So that's certainly what I would be recommending to the older adults in my life.
In the, I suppose, in the gym world, a lot of people always had egg whites and didn't have the yolk in it. Was that because of the cholesterol? Is that when that started? Sort of throw out the yolks, you don't want those, you don't want the fat and the cholesterol, but the white is good protein? Because I know a lot of people still go with the yolk, with the egg white only.
Well, the egg white is certainly where the protein is stored in an egg, but I would be encouraging listeners to chuck the yolk in as well. Oh, that's where we also get very good nutrition from. Yeah, have the yolk as well.
In terms of the way we prepare the eggs, it doesn't matter, does it? Whether it's scrambled, poached, boiled, how do you like your eggs?
Yeah, well, I prefer my eggs boiled or poached. And from a health outcome perspective, there is not evidence to suggest that cooking one way makes eggs, you know, more or less healthy than cooking another way. I suppose the only consideration is that some cooking methods, I'm thinking, you know, fried eggs that might be done with bacon might result in, you know, oils and other things that might increase the saturated fat intake. And we spoke just before about that having an impact on our blood cholesterol levels. But in terms of the egg itself, no, the cooking method doesn't make a difference.
So, Lauren, if we're, say, frying eggs, we should perhaps consider using a healthy oil like olive oil or macadamia or something like that, perhaps. Is that right?
Yes, there's a range of oils that would be absolutely fine for frying eggs. I suppose it's about the amount and what we have our eggs with that has an impact as well.
So don't pack on the Vegemite and the cheese like I used to do. I suppose, what's your best advice for incorporating eggs into a balanced diet without overdoing it?
Yeah, I mean, eggs are such a versatile ingredient that whether it's breakfast or lunch or dinner or even, you know, snacks in between meals. There's so many different options. You mentioned boiled eggs. I know my kids enjoy boiled eggs in their lunch boxes or incorporated into quiches or muffins. There's plenty of dishes around. They're also excellent in terms of dishes where we might want to freeze them. So mini veggie muffins are another good option and a whole range of things. Coming back to older adults, for those who have texture considerations, they're also fantastic in terms of not requiring the same amount of chewing as, say, a big piece of steak might. So really versatile, really accessible, and certainly when they're available in the supermarkets, which I'm sure they will be back to their original stock soon, a really good option for us.
Lauren, I'll let you in on a little secret on how I have my breakfast. I get some rice, some boiled rice, and I put the eggs on top, but there's still, you know, the yolk's still runny, and I mash it all up together and put seaweed and soy sauce on it and ginger. It's so yummy every day.
Absolutely delicious. Well, I have my eggs with Vegemite and avocado.
Oh, yum.
And I find that to be a bit of an odd but delicious taste sensation.
Did you ever have one of those, you know, those egg slices? They were big in the 70s and 80s. I don't know if you can still get them with the wire. And it was always on top of the salad.
Yes, I certainly remember that.
Lauren, great to chat with you. Great news from this study. Thanks for sharing it with us on Drive.
Thank you so much, Lauren. See you later.
Thank you. Lauren Ball, Professor of Community Health and Wellbeing at the University of Queensland.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.